Time for one of our favorite segments of this show, the Alumni Spotlight. And joining us now is former Browns offensive tackle Cody Risen on the line from Texas. Cody, how you doing?
I'm doing good today, Vic. It's a beautiful spring day in Texas. The blue bonnets are out, and we've got rain down here this year, so we're in good shape.
Outstanding. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. So much to talk with you about, Cody, in your long and illustrious career with the Browns, 1979 to 1989, a couple of Pro Bowl appearances that you had along the way. But I love these distinctions. One, that you had the opportunity to block for, you know, two of the better quarterbacks in Browns history in the defining eras of modern history or modern era success of the Browns, one being Brian Sipe and the Cardiac Kids, and then you're around to block for Bernie Kosar as well. Just that alone has to feel pretty special for you.
It really does. You know, when I'm out and about down here in Texas and people come to find out that I played a former Browns player, you know, who did you block for? And they all know, of course, Brian Sipe and did you block for Bernie and Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner. And so it's a lot of fun, and it was a privilege to play in the era and the decade that I played in. We were very successful there at that time. So
two distinctive styles of quarterbacks in Sipe and Kosar. Let's talk about Sipe and what it was like to be part of that whole Cardiac Kids deal and what the I mean, the mindset, Sam Bertigliano coaching there, games being as thrilling as they were, but I'm sure a lot of high anxiety as well. But how to, if you could break it down from your perspective on the O-line and again having a talent like Brian Sipe behind you there.
Well, yeah, you know, I broke in about, I think it was 7 or 9 games into my rookie year I'd been playing, but then I got the nod to start at left guard, and Brian was very supportive when I was named the starter. He made a point to come over to me immediately in the locker room and expressed his confidence in me and my abilities and what I would add to the offense. And you know, Brian was just a regular guy. I mean, very talented. He was a leader. We had such, as an offense, we had such confidence in him. And he just, and you know, in 1980, he was the most valuable player in the league. And he just never was affected by any of that. Brian was always Brian, and he was one of the guys. And he was definitely a friend and of the offensive line, and he treated us with a lot of respect. And a lot of his best friends on the team were offensive linemen, Robert Jackson. And so it was just a lot of fun to play with him. And we took it very personal, very serious, our job to keep him clean and protected and give him the opportunity to make plays.
And for yourself, how did you work your way from, you, as you said, you break in first as a guard. How do you work your way to the outside on the offensive line?
Well, I think my rookie year, I at the time held the distinction of being the tallest guard to play in NFL history. So, you know, I'm 6'7", my reach, and I had good feet. I guess, you know, although I came from A&M and we ran the ball, we ran the wishbone back when I was playing, and coming off the ball and blocking for the run, you know, I could do that too. But, I think what I really excelled at was pass blocking. And in that offense with Sam Bertigliano and Brian Sipe, the receivers we had, I mean, that's what we wanted to do was throw the ball. So I just kind of took to pass blocking early in training camp. I just got it. I had good feet, and when I came back for training camp, my second year, I had put on some weight, had really worked hard in the weight room over the off season, and added a lot of strength, and they just felt like I was a better fit to put me out at right tackle. So I really enjoyed playing guard. I mean, that was a perfect opportunity for me to break in the NFL, and I, you know, played between at left guard. I played between Tom DeLeon and Doug Deacon.
Right.
And both those guys were Pro Bowlers and been in the league a long time. Learned a lot from them. They protected me in a sense. So it was, and you know, we had a great offense and good coaching. So I just think that they felt like Henry Shepard, they wanted to move him back to left guard because he had been, my rookie year, he had been moved over to right tackle.
Right.
So they just felt like I would, that was, and it was the right position for me, you know, my
sure.
reach and my tall.
Your body
long,
type, yeah.
My body type. So that was a great position for me.
Cody Risen joining us, former Browns offensive tackle here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we feature him in our alumni spotlight segment. Cody, then you move on to blocking for Bernie Kosar in a different time and era of this Browns team and a different style of quarterback, although still the passing game and your pass protection being prominent. And I guess when you think of Bernie, it's about making so many things happen as quickly as they can with a quick release and such from the pocket, nothing in the way of real mobility, having to take that first step back to just get himself set up. What was that like from an O-line perspective to deal with his style of quarterbacking?
Well, you know, I don't see Brian and Bernie with real distinctive styles, but and certainly from a standpoint of being a team leader and a guy that everybody quickly had confidence in, very much like Brian Sipe. Early in our in training camp, Bernie's rookie year, Robert Jackson, who was a guard, offensive guard for many years for the Browns, he came to me and said, "Cody, who does he remind you of?" And I, without hesitation, I said, "Brian." He goes, "Exactly." I mean, they had a lot of the same demeanor. Yeah, I mean, you can't be a non-athlete and play in the NFL. So both those guys were good athletes, but maybe not, you know, with some of the abilities of a John Elway that can, you know, use his legs like he could. But they were just very, very similar. And Bernie came on, and both of them are very intelligent. But, you know, they're just winners. They had the it factor. They just made plays, and they won games. And to me, it was very similar assignment with Bernie as it was with Brian. Protect them. Mike Babb, center, he always right on the board. When Bernie was there, keep Bernie clean and we win. And that's basically, we keep him clean and give him time in the pocket, and we won a lot of games.
Right. Oh no, that's a great, and that's a great mantra to have. Keep him clean and you win. Now you did more. You did, and you won. You did more than protect quarterbacks on this line. You had, for you, this is pretty unique too, two sets of 1,000-yard rushers, blocking first for Greg and Mike Pruitt, and then another set of 1,000-yard rushers in Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner. So it really spoke to the versatility that this line had collectively and that you had individually.
Well, that's true. You know, we, throughout my career with the Browns, except in 1985, Bernie's rookie year, they didn't want to put too much on him too early, and you know, we ran the ball. In 85, we ran the ball. That's what we got off the bus wanting to run the ball.
Right.
But other than that year, basically we wanted to throw the ball first, and you know, having backs like the Pruitts and then Kevin Mack and Ernest Biner certainly made playing offensive line and our offense much more effective because we could do both, and we could do both very effectively. I mean, we could be as balanced as we wanted to be. So that was a huge asset to have those great running backs for us.
Sure. And a couple of other things I just want to cover with you, Cody, now is that you are you're involved. You're a project manager for a commercial construction company in Houston. And you've done this for a while. Just give me a sense of how that's going for you and what maybe from your football career, your playing days. I know you're a Texas A&M guy and learn your business learned your business acumen, I guess, there. But what from football do you bring to the job?
Well, being a construction manager for a large commercial construction company with Austin Commercial, actually based out of the Austin office. I live in Austin now. I'm from Houston. That's where I went to high school. But, you know, as a project manager, you manage a lot of different subcontractors on a construction project. So you have to bring teamwork and teamwork to this profession now. And certainly I spent all those years through high school, college, and with the Browns playing on a team. And the offensive line is a team within a team. So I guess being a team player is what I guess my asset as a construction manager with Austin Commercial.
That makes a lot of sense.
And it was good. You know, I majored at A&M in construction management. So it's been a great thing that upon my retirement that I had a degree that I actually enjoy. And I had prepared for life after football. It was huge, because when you retire, it's a huge hit. If you've played NFL, you've played football for so many years in your life. And it's a pretty exciting profession, and it's a huge life change. So right. It served me well that I had something that I was educated in and trained in, and could just move forward in a new life and a new career.
Speaking of A&M, I can't let you go without getting a take or two from you about Ryan Tannehill, their quarterback, who's been the subject of a lot of recent discussion heading into this draft.
Well, yeah, I've met Ryan. You know, I follow A&M. I have season tickets, and I enjoy being a part of that over there. And he's only played quarterback, really. I mean, he came to A&M and was recruited as a quarterback. He's very versatile, and he did a great job playing wide receiver and being the backup quarterback for the first couple years of his career at A&M. Then he got the nod to play quarterback about halfway through his junior year, and did a tremendous job. He's got good speed. He can use his legs, and if he needs to or wants to, and make all the throws as far as I can see. He's very intelligent. I think he was a pre-med major. He's a winner. I think he's going to have a great opportunity in the NFL.
Well, Cody, great stuff. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us, get us caught up on you, and we look forward to seeing you down the line.
I usually make it up once a year. Look forward to seeing you too, Vic.
Outstanding. He is Cody Risen, former Browns offensive tackle standout on Browns teams, and joining us here for our alumni spotlight. More coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.